Okay. Ayin Tes Amud Beis, 1, 2, 3, 4, 6 lines in the bottom. So the Mishnah talked about, we said, Eilin the Dharma Shehu Mefer, Dharma Sheish Panino Nefesh. And then the Mishnah gave examples, right, of those types of nedarim. So the first one was im erchatz vim lo erchatz, right? And then im eskashe im lo eskashe, right? So if I'll bathe or I won't bathe, or I'll adorn myself or not adorn myself. So Gemara wants to know, hey chi ka'omar, what does that mean? What does it mean im erchatz? What kind of nether is that? What does that mean? It doesn't sound like a nether, by the way. It sounds like, if I will, then something. So that's not, what does that even mean? So the Gemara is trying to explain this. So it says the Gemara as follows. Hey, so hey, Gemara, what does it mean? So ilema da amra konam peros olam alai im erchatz. If she said, I'm going to make the peros of the world forbidden to me if I take a bath, right? If I bathe, then I will. Then those peros olam will become forbidden to me. So lama la hafara, lo sirchatz v'lo litzaron, peros olam alai. I mean, that can't be the case, because that's not a case of hafara, meaning he doesn't need to be Mayfair if she just wouldn't go ahead and take a shower, whatever, bathe, then she wouldn't be forbidden. These things won't become forbidden to her, right? So what kind of, like, that can't be the case. Take a look at the Ran. It's, you know, four lines from the bottom of the skinny lines. Heichi ka'amra, delashon konam lo shayich im. Right, the language of cases of konam, that's not an im. It doesn't make sense. So what's happening? So ilim da amar konam peros olam ala im erchatz lam ala far lo sirchatz lo sitzram peros olam ala. Idimi de lo tini kagon shenadjar birachitza atzma. Meaning the fact that you don't say the case isn't that she took a nether not to be rochitz, right? Konam rochitza ala or whatever. That's not what she did, right? Alma berechitza leka inoy. Again, because the whole point was, and this is going to be part of the conversation, is we talked about that the nether has to be a nether that has the yeshbo inoy nefesh. Right? So she didn't make the nether about rechitza. So that's what they could have said the cases, right? And the fact that they didn't do that, what's the implication? The implication is that rechitza itself doesn't have inoy nefesh. But came with the leka inoy lam alafar. Fine. So meaning once there's no inoy there, so it wasn't about not bathing. Bathing is just a trigger, right? It's just a tanai for the actual nether. So then again, what's the hafar about im erchatz? Im erchatz is just the point being, if that's just the trigger, so then what's the example? What kind of example is this? So don't take a shower, whatever. Do take a shower, whatever you're gonna do. But there's no hafar by the tanai itself, right? I mean that language that the Gemara uses. What do you need a hafara for? Varmina nami lo sirchatz v'lo litzer. Just don't take a shower, and then you won't become usar. V'lo litzer and peros olam ala. Mashem the kol emas to lo rachta lo mitzriyala peros. Right, but the implication is that anytime, as long as she continues to not bathe, if you think that's gross, the Gemara itself is going to talk about that being itself being like, ooh, that's hard. So we'll get to that. But the point being, the implication still is as long as she doesn't do so, she won't become forbidden, right, to eat the peros. V'lo chashinan shema tirchatz. I'm not nervous, and maybe she'll go ahead and be rochetz. V'lika lemegda ha'amar v'huda le'el perak v'elim mutar. And you can take a look at, you know, die from the fact that we said earlier on in Elim Butarin, Konam Einai B'Sheina. Remember this case? If the guy says he's taking a Konam not to sleep, Im Ishan Lamachar, if I sleep tomorrow. So we said, Al Yashin Hayom, don't go to sleep today. And but wait a second. If the trigger is falling, is going to sleep, right? So we said, Chashinan Shema Yishan Lamachar. Right? We're nervous that maybe he's going to sleep tomorrow, right? Debitnai Lo Mizdaher, because the person won't be so careful about it tonight. Right. So why here also aren't we nervous? Maybe she will actually bathe. Umitzer, right? Mehashta bipire. So why don't you ask that kasha? He's just saying. He's saying that's not a problem. Lav kushya. That's not a problem. Why? Di amar behedya konam peres olam alai mehayom im erchatz in hachanami. If she would have said peros are forbidden to me today if I bathe, so then you're right. Meaning we have case. This other case was if I fall asleep, whatever. So then my shena, you know, it's gonna be it will trigger. But we had scenarios where you could fall asleep and that would trigger, it would turn out the mafreya that you had, you know, violated the time. But here, it's only going to be afterwards, I guess. So that's why it's a different scenario. But fine, but the bottom line is, in terms of what the Gemara itself means, the Gemara tries this case of konon peres olam alai im erchatz, but the Gemara says that doesn't work, because then the rechitza, it's not just that we're trying to see what is a neder v'inu nefesh. The point is also, we're trying to explain the Mishnah. So the Mishnah said im erchatz and lo erchatz. So if that's the case, now erchatz is just the trigger for it's just a t'nai for the nether, so that can't be the case. So just don't take don't shower and it won't happen. Fine. So let's try again. So va'od baha lema Rabbi Yossi ein elu nidre inu nefesh, right? And but also another problem with this approach that this is the nether of inu nefesh is that Rabbi Yossi says this isn't in a nidre inu nefesh. Dilma rachza v'itzu peris olam ala. Right, but maybe she will shower, right, and then she will forbid herself. And why would Rabbi Yossi not agree to that? Right, take a look at the Ran, right. Ve'od b'had lema Rabbi Yossi ein el nidre inu nefesh dima rochta ve'itzru peres al malah. Right, v'lav din Rabbi Yossi kakashle. I mean, he's not asking a question on Rabbi Yossi, but we're just trying to explain why the framework doesn't make sense. If this, you're trying to tell me what the whole construct is that we're arguing about. It doesn't work, right? Why? The Hechid Nikshel Rabbi Yossi, how can we ask the question of Rabbi Yossi? Am I lo yafer? Why shouldn't you make hafara? Dilma rachza, maybe she will bathe. The ha ibcha akshinan latanakama lo tirchatz v'lo litzram peres olam ala. Lishna kashale. What you're bothered by is the language, right? The ka'amar ein elu nidra inu nefesh. The whole point, the language of Yossi is, this is not a neder of inu nefesh. Im erchatz, im lo erchatz, im iskashet, im lo iskashet. The mashma, the low pug, amai dechayish, tanakama, dilma rachza, meaning that not Rabbi Yossi is nervous, maybe she's going to shower. They're not asking a question, maybe she's going to shower. El dekaamr, meaning in trigger the iser. Dekaamr dafilu hachi ein elu nidra inu nefesh. The point is that it has to fundamentally not be a neder of inu nefesh. V'ha vaday kasha, the came in the kamoda dilma rachza a ikar nadra ha isbad inu nefesh v'im isa the lo modale dilma rachza hablan mimar ein yachal lahafim mishum nidra inu nefesh. But the point being, I think, is that the fact that the fact of the matter is, maybe she will take a shower, right? Maybe she will bathe, right? But the point being, and then what's going to happen? And then the Paris Olam will be forbidden. And by the way, the Paris Olam, presumably, I think the Gemara is assuming, is a neder v'inu nefesh. So you're not going to argue. On the one hand, if you wanted to say the language of, im erchatz, im lo erchatz, means im erchatz, then konam Paris alai. So the akash is, then erchatz is just a trigger, right? And if you say, and also remember, Yossi says this isn't a neder v'inu nefesh. Well, it actually can be, because if she does bathe, she's going to forbid the whole all pairs of the whole world on her, and that is a neder v'inu nefesh, right? So that it's the two sides of why this doesn't make sense. Right? Does that make sense? Why it doesn't make sense? Yeah. Okay. Good. Okay. So Ella. So now going to Pam and Aleph. The Ella. De amra konam hanas rechitza alai laolam im erchatz. Okay, so that's a different possibility. What does she say? She says, and now erchatz, rechitza, is the actual nether. Okay, it's the trigger and it's the nether itself. So it's konam hanas rechitza alai, so im erchatz, im lo erchatz makes sense, because now we're talking about rechitza itself being the nether of inu nefesh. And it's also the trigger. The trigger is if I im erchatz, right? So now you have this. By doing this, you're using the language the Mishnah used, right? Im erchatz in lo erchatz, and rechitza now becomes the actual nether itself. Okay, so that seems better at least, right? So ela da amar kodem hanas rechitza lai la olam im erchatz, right? Mishum hachi mefer la, right? And that's why he can taka be mefer and should. Whatever, Lisa, I understand why we call upon him to be mefer. Why? The hechita of it. Because what's she supposed to do? Tirchas, if she takes a shower, mitzra hanas rechitzala. Now she can't shower anymore. Now she can't bathe anymore, right? Lo sirchas, if she doesn't bathe, isla nivla. That's disgusting. Right, so presumably that's a nefesh. So the point being that by making the tanai and the nether connected to each other and they're both the same, so now I understand. Now she's really stuck. Right, take a look at the run. Vela de amr hanas rechitza alai la olam im erchatz vekevin de kaamra hachi rechitza rishona shayula. Right, the first rechitza that she takes, she's allowed to take. She's allowed to take that first bath or shower. Right. But when she does it, now rechitza becomes forbidden, right? And if lo tirchatz is la nivol, and if she doesn't take a shower, if she does it, she forbade herself. That should be presumably a nether of yinei nefesh. And if she doesn't, she'll continue to then to, that becomes gross itself. The fact that she continues to not take a shower and says the ran the svirle hashda de brichitza ika yinei nefesh, right? And presumably again. That this itself is going to be a nedivin and nefesh. So a reasonable argument that to change now that im erachatz and lo erachatz is that the language is konam anas rechitza light la olam im erachatz. Fine. Okay. So what does Rabbi Yossi say? Rabbi Yossi savar efshar de lo rechitza v'lanivol lo chashina. Right. So how does Rabbi Yossi argue? if this is the case, im erachatz and lo erachatz means rechitza will be forbidden forever. If I do rechitza, so how do you understand Rabbi Yossi? And Rabbi Yossi says, "Ein elu nidre enu nefesh." What does that mean? It must be that Rabbi Yossi doesn't think the fact that you get, depends how you define enu nefesh. Enu nefesh, we can say, means it's painful, it's very difficult. Okay, then maybe Rabbi Yossi doesn't bother this idea of not taking a bath leads to nivol. Me, and we'll have to see what that means exactly. He's not worried about that. Right, so take a look at the Ran. Rabbi Yossi, Sabra Efshad de Lorachta, Ulanival Lochashin, the Sphere Lele Rabbi Yossi, the Brachitza La Olam, Lake Inoy Nefesh. Right, he's going to argue that's not Inoy Nefesh. You could argue it makes her gross, and maybe this should be relevant to like Devarim Shebeinol Lebeina. Right, but it's a Nival, it's a little bit, unsavory, but it's not Inoy, maybe it's not Inoy Nefesh, depending on you. Right? Good question, Bismanazah. If you ask them if that's considered Inoy Nefesh or not. And we're actually going to see, we're going to see as we move along, there's an example of Inoy in the Torah, right? Tahainu, Yom Kippur. And one of the things you're not supposed to do is bathe. So we're going to see, how does that play out? So we'll see. But fine. So that's how they want to understand the mission at this point. Okay. So Gemara says, fine, but Ihachi, if that's true, listen, Ihachi, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Tanai Zeh, Ein bo inoy nefesh. Okay? But if that's true, Rabbi Yossi's language should be different. Meaning, when our Mishnah, the language of Yossi uses to respond to the im erchatz, im lo erchatz, he says, Am Rabbi Yossi, ein elu nidre inoy nefesh. These are not nidarm of inoy nefesh. If he's not considered by nivol, right? But the language he should use is not ain elu nidre nefesh, but rather it should say Rabbi Yossi says tanai ze ain bo nidre nefesh, meaning this tanai of never taking a shower, right, which would trigger the iser that doesn't have nidre nefesh. So look at the Ran. Ihachi, now it's the third wide line. And the Ran, Ihachi, listening, Rabbi Yossi, Omer, Tanai ze ein bo mishum inoy nefesh. Perish harav Rabbi Yona, the hashta to Tana ein elo nidre inoy nefesh, meaning the language we have is ein elo nidre inoy nefesh, mashma di mishum she ein ha neder inoy nefesh, lo yafir. Ava inadra midi de ispe inoy nefesh, yafir. But if the nether would be, a nether of inoy nefesh, then it would work. I mean, the implication at this point is that it's not still for Rabbi Yossi. It's not about the nether; it's about the tanai, the lo sirchatz, right? Which is the tanai. He says, I don't care about that. If that's true, then what he's arguing against is the tanai, not the actual fundamental nether, right? Right, Velesa, the cave under the Tana Lake Inoy Nefesh, and he would argue, it doesn't work. That since the Tanai doesn't have Inoy Nefesh, I feel a nudge repairs Olam, lo yafir. And even if the nether was, not eating any peros in the whole world, it still wouldn't be yafir, because I mean a bit of peros again, la malah far lo tirchas lo tir peros olam ala. And the point being, if this argument is a fair argument, meaning to say the case was, works, except that now we don't understand Rabbi Yossi's response. That's the basic point. Fine. So the Gemara's gonna try again. So El Damra Hanas. So because of that, we're still gonna try to continue tinkering with this a little bit. So El Damra Hanas Rechitza Alai LaOlam Im Erchatz Hayom. Okay. So what does she say? So it's a little different. Now she's saying that now we want to say the case is, she says, the Hana of Rechitza is forbidden to me forever if I bathe today. So if I bathe today, it activates it. And if I don't, it doesn't activate it. Right? Okay? V'Rabbi Yossi Savar Nivol Dechad Yoma Lo Shmei Nivol. And Rabbi Yossi would say, not taking a shower for one day is not considered Nivol. How does this help us? Take a look at the Ran. El Da'amr Hanas Rechitza Alay La'olam Im Erchatz Hayom. Right? De La Tanakama Nivol Dechad Yoma Shmei Nivol. The Tanakama is going to say that Nivol of one day, right, is enough. Right? That's in a nefesh. U'mishim Hachi Yafer. And that's why you're allowed to do a hafara. The hechita of it, you can do similar. I mean, the same point. What are you going to do? She's not going to shower, right? That's gross. Rabbi Yossi Savar Niv lechadiyom alosh mi nivam. Rabbi says, no. What, one day? Who cares about one day? Right? Hilkach lo yafer. And that's why he would say you can't be made for it because there's no inyan nefesh there. The matzi mukva nafsha chadiyoma berechitza vesula mitzrala. Because what can she do? She can just wait one day. Right, wait one day. If it doesn't happen today, she can take a shower tomorrow already, right? Because it was only if she would activate it today. It says hayom, right? Good. So you're going to ask me, but wait a second. Why don't we ask the same kash we asked before about the previous case? And don't ask me what we asked above. Why don't you ask me, wait a second. Again, they're still arguing about the tanai. They're not arguing about the fundamental neder, they're just arguing about the trigger, right? Why not? Mishum de mishum de tani hachi have mashmi inay nefeshu de lo havi about dvarim shebina bina havi. Right. So why is that? Because again, if she wouldn't made this trigger in this way, right? It could have implied that the net itself is inyan nefesh, isn't inyan nefesh, but it's divine shebina lebina. Right, the high lishna hachi mashma kinemuch lekaman behead of a nivol dechad yomah Rabbi Yossi afim be divine shebina lebina lo havi. Right, that the implication for Rabbi Yossi is that even the divine shebina lebina or nivol of one day isn't even divine shebina lebina. So I think the point being that once you get to the question of nivol dechad yomah, so then, as opposed to nivol in general, it's not as much a fundamental question about the tanai in the same way, and that's why they're not as bothered by it. But you can see that the Ran himself recognizes that you could ask that question because it's a reasonable question. It doesn't seem like you didn't really change the concern. You're still having the machlokas a little bit about the tanai, about the trigger rather than about the actual issue. But he wants to argue when it's a nivol b'chadiyoma, so that's less. It doesn't bother us as much. Fine. But the bottom line is, they found now an answer, at least at this stage, for to explain our Mishnah. That our Mishnah is the case of, again, the case of im erchatz, im lo erchatz. What is that? Or sorry, just im erchatz is where she makes the she says hanas rechitza alai la olam im erchatz hayom. That's the case that they wanna explain. Fine. So Gemara says, well, that's great. Shanisa im erchatz. Right. So you've answered the first half, which is if I im erchatz. So im erchatz, the positive direction. So we understand now what that's referring to. But im lo erchatz, hechidami. But the case of lo erchatz, the case of not doing rechitza, what is that referencing? So we'll just get it started. We'll see. So ilema da amra titzar hanas rechitza la olam alai im lo erchatz hayom. Right. So if you want to try to flip it, meaning just take our case and flip it around, it's not going to work, right? If you want to say the case is she's forbidding rechitza on herself always if she doesn't take a shower, doesn't bathe today, right? So again, then you could ask the same question we asked initially, which was, what kind of hafara is that? Right? Just take a shower, and then you're not going to have to worry about it. Right, so that can't be the example. That's not going to work. Again, you're... The difference here in this case, though, if that's the response, is that in the previous time we said that, we had konam peros alonim alai im erchatz, right? And we said, fine, so just don't... our kasha was that that's the trigger. The rechitz is just the trigger. It's not that actually fundamentally the nether. But here, it is fundamentally the nether. So just... What's the difference here?
I shaved the last night, so that's my
problem. Lam la faratit chasi. It's like, no, let's pause here anyways. We're going to pause here anyways. We'll pause here and we'll come back from here and we'll finish up the daf. This daf tomorrow. Okay, shkar. See you tomorrow upstairs.